Hi, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, I'm David Hartman. Tomorrow night, at the risk of getting a little ahead of ourselves, tomorrow night is going to be our space night here in the theater. We're going to start with talking about SpaceX. It's the 10th anniversary, and there was a $10 million competition to reward private venture to get into space. Great story. They're up there in space. Then Joe Engel and Charlie Precourt, two phenomenal astronauts, are going to talk about where we are right now in our relationship with the Russians and the International Space Station, and Charlie Precourt as well. And we'll talk about where we're going in space. So tomorrow night is about how far, how fast, how high can we go. Tonight, however, is just the opposite. We're going to talk about how low and how slowly can we go. The question is, what is Valdez, Alaska, the fly-in, and the air show? We figure a good way to start this tonight is with Joe Dorey, and because he's very creative, and he tells stories about how they fly by singing with his mandolin. Joe, what's it going to be?
I can't see you guys. I never talked in a microphone or sang in a microphone, but when you're STOL, short takeoff and landing, the reason it kind of became popular is going out in the mountains and landing out there, and shorter and shorter little places and tighter places and landing on top of things and in little valleys. And after you've been beating, you're camping up in Idaho with Steve Henry, and he takes you out to all these little strips and everything, and you've been beating your airplane up for a couple of weeks. My airplane's named Coyote Ugly. And on the way home, I come up with a little song. You're flying along, looking down at trees and valleys, and I mean rivers, and no place to land, no absolute place you could survive a landing. And so you're flying along, thinking, you know, get me home, please. And so I come up with a little song. Can you hear this? And I've never sang on a microphone. Won't you get me home, Coyote, please get me home. We've been gone way too long. I'll clean your spark plugs, baby, I'll change your oil. I know I done you wrong. You remember that ridge we landed away up high? It was nothing but brush and stone. You know I'm to blame now. Ain't it a shame? Coyote, won't you please make it home? Get me home, Coyote, please get me home. Get over here a little closer to the mic. We've been gone way too long. I'll clean your spark plugs, baby, I'll change your oil. I know I done you wrong. That ridge we landed away up high was nothing but brush and stone. You know I'm to blame now. Ain't it a shame, Coyote? Won't you please make it home?
Last part.
Coyote, won't you please make it home? Coyote, won't you please make it home?
Hey, Joe Prax, starters, you've been chair of the Valdez fly-in for a lot of years. Tell us, what is it? How did it get started?
The fly-in got started 11 years ago in Valdez. It was a carry-on from an event that had been at Gulcana, a little town about 120 miles north of Valdez. And we just thought it'd be a great way to get people flying into Valdez. We thought it'd be a great way to get pilots from all over to come in, kind of brush off the cobwebs and get their planes ready for the season. And what it's kind of grown to, we've got the competitions, there's a lot of camaraderie, but we've also added a lot of education to it. We've got a lot of the bush pilots come in, do round tables, a little less fancy than this, but we get a lot of their experience. We have guys who've flown 20,000 hours literally in a Super Cub, and they've got a lot of stuff to share and a lot of tips, so that's just spread the love of aviation and get more people into it.
All right, so guys, start talking about your airplanes. What kind of airplanes are you flying, and what is it you do in this competition? Anybody, grab on. The Naps. Jump in, Naps. Bobby Breeden, talk about, now your dad's a pilot, and you're, where's Bobby?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, there you are, I'm sorry. Now, you're how old?
I'm 20 years old.
And how many of these competitions have you already won?
I've won 3 in a row now.
Although, David, if I may just very quickly, Bobby, there was a recent competition that I've heard about in a lovely place called Spruce Creek. Some of you may be familiar with Spruce Creek. And as I understand it, you were competing against somebody rather close to you. And she thinks you should tell us about that for just a moment, about this particular competition.
I live in Spruce Creek, Florida, the fly-in community in Port Orange. I go to school at Embry-Riddle for, you know, 8 or 9 months out of the year. And so there's obviously probably some of you here are from there. A lot of experimental aircraft and the like. So every spring they have a spot landing competition. And this year I did it in a Super Cub, which is what I've, you know, have been flying for ever since I can remember. And my girlfriend got her tailwheel sign off at 8 a.m. And promptly at 9 a.m., she beat me in the champ.
So, Bobby, she's a keeper.
Yes.
So, start talking about your airplanes. What is it? What's the point of the competition? What are you trying to do when you fly in the competitions? And what are your airplanes to do it?
I think the point of this competition is to really show an audience and get people involved in this type of aviation that allows us pilots to access the wilderness and access the backcountry, the bush in Alaska and Idaho and Nevada and Colorado, anywhere really that you can land off airport and see something that most people don't get to see. You know, this summer I've landed on easily a couple dozen glaciers, mountaintops, beaches, gravel bars, volcanoes, everything, and it's all because of a Super Cub. And so what we do is keep the plane as light as possible, you know, just take the only important parts, such as, like, we don't have a starter or barely any electrical system, and then you get the biggest tires you possibly can and roll over stuff that you probably can't really walk on.
So describe what it is when you compete that you're trying to accomplish.
So whenever we're going out into these backcountry or bush strips, well, they're normally not strips. They're just a spot of land, a couple hundred feet or whatever that you can probably land your plane. The goal is to be able to take off and land in as short of a distance as possible so that you can land in as many places as possible, because usually there aren't, you know, giant 5,000-foot pieces of pavement everywhere that you want to land. So in order to do this in a controlled environment, we do it on asphalt. We have that chalk line, as you guys saw today. It's measured off. We have judges, and you pull up to the line, take off in the shortest distance that you can, and the judges evaluate, and that's the first half of your score. Then you fly the pattern as everyone else is doing their takeoffs, and you come around and land, but you have to touch on or after the line, and then you come to a complete stop, and the distance from where your front wheels stop to the line is your total distance. So if you touch 20 feet after, that 20 feet is still added, but if you touch before, you're disqualified.
So Ed Doyle, What are the general distances when you're competing? What kind of distances are you talking about that you'll take off and land in how many feet or yards? Or?
I believe the better competitors today were taking off in probably, I think I heard several 40-foot distances, several 50. I think there was one gentleman that maybe I overheard in the 20-foot range. Is that right? 20-foot landing? So we're talking about, as an average, probably 50 to 60-foot takeoffs, and landings are hopefully in that same distance, some of them slightly shorter, some of them a little longer. But anyway, if you really get this, if you compare this to the real world flying, like Bobby was just telling you, that lets us land in places that the ordinary people may never get to experience, because we are able to go out in those remote areas and do those type of landings and then get to see and explore and experience those places.
So, Ed, what's the excitement of doing this? Why do you do it?
Dave, that's probably an excellent question. I'm sure each one of us has a slightly different reason for doing this, but I think Bobby has probably already summed it up rather well. The excitement is normally getting to go out and experience these different backcountry places. When we get together, it's almost like a small family. You know, this is like a family reunion for us when we get up here at Oshkosh, and this is the first year we've ever got to compete like this. So we're competing against somewhat of a brotherhood here. So even though it was supposed to be a demonstration today, I'm sure there may have been a hint of competition.
But I understand that...
Trust me, it's a friendly competition.
These guys not necessarily compete, but hang with these guys. And so, you know, you just keep it light, put in as much fuel as you need for the competition, and... really, my goal is to beat Ed Doyle by 2 feet. I think I did it this year, too, to be honest with you. I just fly a stock J3 Cub in these competitions. Well, it has disc brakes. That's the only thing I got.